For the time being, we've made our way into the air conditioning here at the 2025 Fountain County 4-H Fair. Chad Baker for WITY Radio, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, and track down Adam Tyler with Purdue Extension here in Fountain County. Adam, how are we doing?
Doing good. It's really a good day for sure, so glad to have you here.
Good numbers out this year, I noticed, at least here with the stuff that's been going on here coming out of the weekend.
We are very excited this year. Our numbers are up across the board. We've seen an increase in our static projects, our front building. We've seen an increase in multiple of our livestock projects. But one neat thing that if people haven't been to our fair for a while and our front building, they always remember it was always kind of hot over there where the static projects were. And our council just completed phase two of the remodel up here. So we have a nice refinished building up on the west end and it's air conditioned now. So if you want to come in and look at the projects, you got air conditioned. Not only where you eat the food, but also where you look at the projects.
Everybody's going to appreciate that, especially if the week continues to be hot and trying to get out of the elements. There's that threat of rain here, too.
Yes, we have had a little bit of rain, but so far everything has went great. So, you know, we've had great success with each of our shows so far this year. We're off and running really well. So far we've had horses, we've had dairy goat, dairy cattle, we had sheep, we've got hogs, and we still have several of our other species still to come this week.
Lots of stuff coming up this week. A lot of 4-H shows. You got some open shows, too, correct?
No open shows. Okay. It's just all 4-H. Now, our homemakers did do an open class this weekend, so they had some of the different open show stuff up here. You can come see it in the front building, but all of our livestock shows and everything is 100% 4-H, so everything you're seeing this week is all going to be the kiddos out there showing in the barns.
Very good. That's why it's the 4-H fair.
Absolutely. That's one unique thing about our fair is we're all about the kids, and when you come here, it's 100% 4-H.
Well, and you can't do it if you don't have a great amount of kids and kids that have that dedication. And you guys have definitely one of the stronger 4-H groups here in the area. How are you keeping those numbers up and keeping those kids involved?
We're just very fortunate to have a lot of amazing kids, and we do. Our 4-H'ers are amazing, but behind each of those kids, one thing that we're very fortunate here in Fountain County to have is we have an amazing support group from parents. We have an amazing set of volunteers here because a lot of people don't know this fairgrounds is run. It's all volunteers that take care of this fairground, so they keep it running year-round for us. And everything from club leaders down to project superintendents to just all the different people that just help make it run like a well-oiled machine. But we just have a lot of amazing people in this county that help us really reach the success we see here in Fountain County.
I think especially folks on the Illinois side that maybe don't get over here a whole lot, I think there is a misconception of Fountain County being small. It's a rather large county. You stretch all the way up to Attica, all the way down to Kingman, and that area just east of Cayuga down there, and you make up a lot of rural area, so you do have a lot of families and some folks that probably don't see each other a whole lot that congregate here every year.
And that's something that's really unique. Yeah, we are a fairly large county, and we do have three different school districts, but one thing that's very unique here is if you go back to the barns, sometimes you'll go places and you'll see, oh, this school staying with this school or this school. Those barriers are gone. It's our kids are here and they're 4-H'ers. And that is the neatest thing to go back in the barn and seeing them just having fun together. And you're right. A lot of people come here, especially for the dinners at night. It's just their time to socialize. They see people that maybe they don't get to see on a regular basis. And that's a neat thing about this fair.
One of the things that I really enjoy, and there again, is to not knock anything that anybody else does fair-wise or carnivals, but there is the absence of carnival. You really have the focus on agriculture. You have the focus on family activities such as eating dinner. There's not that distraction where you're pulling families apart on the fairgrounds. Families come out here, they spend their time together all doing the same activities, and that's something I think that's really unique that you really want to shine a spotlight on.
And that's something that's unique with this fairgrounds is that's been in place really since this fairgrounds was established out here is there's no carnival, and that's something that is pretty much been held in place that this is to be centered around the kids. And even like our community building, we have a volunteer that's worked very hard at helping fill that, but all the stuff in there is community minded, so that way, you know, it's community supporting local businesses and different activities. We have fun activities from different businesses sponsored it to where if the kids come out at night, even though we have all these activities, nobody has to pay anything to do anything. Sponsors paid for it for the night, and that's the neatest thing. And it's totally about family, and that is one thing here. And I've heard people say that nothing's going to change on that side. We keep this 100% about the kids and about 4-H and about out the family, and that's what we focus on. And the carnival is not going to be something anytime in the near future that's going to be seen here.
Well, and I think it's an interesting dynamic because you do have the 4th of July Festival of Covington, and that also too is family oriented.
Yeah.
That would not distract the agriculture side. So you do have a focus for fun with that. A couple weeks later, you come out here, you have a focus on the animals and everything. And it's just such a great dynamic, and nobody complains about that. I think people really embrace that.
And that's one special thing about it here is when they come here, we want it to be about the kid. These kiddos work so hard all year long. They do amazing work in the quality of the projects, whether it's up front or whether it's the livestock projects. These kids put their heart and soul into it. And that's what we want people to be able to see. And that's what the showcase should be about. And that's what we make it about. You know, we make it about the kids. And that's our goal.
Very good. Before we tie up with you, Adam, here, anything new with Purdue Extension over here in Fountain County that you'd like to share with folks or anything else that's coming up here that's on your back burner?
Right now we're in fair mode, but again, like if anybody needs anything, feel free to reach out, and we're still offering many great programs, and if you need something, we're always here to help, and that's what we're here for. Any of us in the Extension office, they can call anytime, and we'll do everything we can to help solve any problem that comes in our way.
Let's give them a number to reach out to you, or a website, social media presence, however.
Okay, they could look us up. We do have a Facebook page, so the Fountain County Purdue Extension, or they can go through our website, through the Purdue Extension website, and they can find us through that. And then if they want to get a hold of us, our phone number is 765-793-6240.
Adam Tyler with Purdue Extension here in Fountain County, one of the big supporters and I guess the guidance, so to speak, here for the 4-H Fair here at Fountain County. Thanks for spending time with us. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming today.
More reports on the way from the Fountain County Fair 2025. Chad Baker for WITY.